mind. Hallelujah. That he was still God and he was still on the throne. Hallelujah. And his name really is Jesus, you know. He is Jesus. He is Jesus. Hallelujah. Our Savior, our Deliverer, our peace, everything that we could ever need. How great is our God, Sister Ruth. Hallelujah. How great is that? Yeah, you sitting there in that seat this morning because of who he is. Because of who he is, hallelujah. This morning, hallelujah, it's all about Jesus. It's always all about Jesus. If it ain't about Jesus, it ain't about nothing else, hallelujah. It's wasted time, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. What a mighty God we serve, hallelujah. He is more than we could ever imagine. How great is our God? Oh, Father, we worship you today. Lord, we honor you today. Lord, you're great and you're mighty, hallelujah. You're awesome, hallelujah. You're the one, the true, the living God. The one that sits high, look low, see and know everything. Nothing but nothing takes you by surprise. And Father, we give you the glory. We give you the honor for meeting us here today, Lord. Lord, send down your fire, Lord, hallelujah. Lord, burn us, dear God. Burn us, dear God, hallelujah. Deliver us, dear God. Set us free, Lord. The word said Jesus came to set the captives free. Set us free this morning. And Father, we bless you. We honor you. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise this morning. How great is our God? He's awesome. He's awesome. You may be seated, hallelujah, because he's great whether you're standing up or whether you're sitting down, hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Bless you this morning, Father, hallelujah. Lord, we just come to bless you today, Lord. Lord, because you're worthy. Lord, we just come to love you this morning. Oh, we love you so much. Glory, hallelujah, this morning, hallelujah. Thank you that I can stand up here this morning. Haven't been standing so good, haven't been walking so good. But God, hallelujah, he's able. He's more than able. He's more than able, hallelujah. Hallelujah, the best thing that ever happened to me. Best thing that happened to you, whether you know it or not, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, he's worthy. I can't stand it this morning. God is worthy. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. I say yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, God's blessing on every one of you. His blessings on every one of you. Just for showing up this morning. Just for showing up this morning, he's pleased. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. I'm all right now. Yeah, I'm all right now. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. God is an awesome God. Saints of God, he's an awesome God. Hallelujah. 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 That name of Jesus. That name of Jesus. What a wonderful name. What a wonderful name. But my question to you this morning is, I got a question for you. Do you really know him? Do you really know Jesus? Or do you just know about him? Or that you just know what the word of God said about him? Do you know him? Is he a personal friend of yours? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you sit and talk to him like you would sit and talk to me? Oh, that you would sit and talk to a friend. Do you really know Jesus? Or you just know of him? See, because if we knew Jesus, we wouldn't live the way we live sometimes. If we really knew Jesus, we wouldn't do the things we do sometimes. We wouldn't say, We wouldn't hang out like we hang out sometime, you know, because it doesn't please him. He said, come out from among them. Didn't he say that? He said, separate yourselves. That's what he said. That's what he said. He said, we got to be like Christ Jesus. We got to be like Christ Jesus. Do you really, really know him this morning? It's really an important question. You know, you don't go in the church, you don't make you know him. Having a personal relationship, sitting down with him, curling up in a chair with him, with this book, this beautiful book that he's given us, studying to show yourself approved, studying to know who he really is. A lot of times we live a defeated life. Know why? Because we don't know him. We don't even know who he is. We heard about him. We read about him. But we haven't taken the time to sit and get to know him. A lot of you think you know me. I'm Mother Scott. I'm a sweet lady. I know I am. But you really don't know me. Because you really haven't sat with me and talked with me. I think Sister Ruth know me because we've been together for 30 years almost. I know Linda knows me because we've sat and talked and we've fellowshiped and we've cried together. That's the way you get to know Jesus. That's the only way you get to know Jesus, is to sit and talk with him. Yeah, I know you know of him. I'm not saying you're not saved. But do you really know the Jesus that suffered and died on that cross for you, that laid down his life so that you could have victory? Hallelujah. If you don't have victory in your life, I wonder. Now, victory ain't, yeah, you see me harboring around. I got victory. I don't care how much I harbor. You understand what I'm saying? It don't matter. It ain't got nothing to do with that. That is not victory. Hallelujah. Victory is knowing the peace of God. Hallelujah. Victory is knowing where I'm going to spend eternity, hobbling or not. Amen? Knowing Jesus don't mean I'm not going through the things of this world. Knowing Jesus, loving him, having a relationship with him. But I got victory. I got victory because I know Jesus. I know who he is. I know what he did for me. I know how he laid down his life that I might have the abundance of life. I got the abundance of life. I don't care what it looks like. You might say, I got the abundance of life too. I got plenty of money, new car, a house. But know something? The devil sure ain't got all that kind of stuff. They got more than you got. You hear what I'm saying? They got millions of dollars. Anybody in here got $1 million? Nah. The devil's children got that. That's not victory. That's not true victory. Victory is having the peace of God, living every day in his presence, knowing without a doubt that when you call, he answers. When you call, he shows up. He's on the scene all the time, regardless of what you feel like. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but I'll deliver you from them all. That's victory. That's victory, being delivered from what we go through day in and day out. Because we're going through some things. Linda Spelman, we're going through some things. Don't feel good, does it? But that don't mean, ain't got nothing to do with who Jesus is. Ain't got nothing to do with victory. You hear what I'm saying? Victory is knowing where we're going to spend eternity. Do you know this morning where you're going to spend eternity? If Jesus parted those clouds today, would you say, and we say, come up here? Would you scoop? Went home to? Will you be lifted up where the angels come and escort you up to Jesus? Do you really know him this morning? Have you really sat down with him? Have you really sat down with him? A lot of times, you know what we do? I guess I got paper. A lot of times, you know, we know what, you know what we do? We cry, give me, give me, give me. Lord, give me, give me, give me, give me. Please give me, give me, give me. and never get to know him. After he give you just close the door, go on about your business, tell the next time you need something. That's not knowing Jesus. That's just knowing of him. That's just seeking his hand, not seeking his face. This morning, it's time. It's time. Jesus is soon to come. He really is soon to come. It's time for us to lay down those weights that so easily beset us. It's time for us to stop shucking and jiving around with the word of God and just coming to church and going home and coming to church and going home. And I've already done what I supposed to do. Lord, I did what I supposed to do. I went to church. Yeah, but you left him at home and you left him when you left church. It's time now for us to get right with God and do it now. Get right with God and do it now. Don't keep playing with your salvation. Don't keep playing with your victory. You know, don't you want victory? Don't you want peace? Don't you want to live a victorious life? Yeah, but I don't feel good. I ain't got nothing to do with no feelings. That's why you see people don't come to church, because they don't feel good today. What that got to do with worshiping God? You think I felt good this morning? No. You think I feel good many Sundays? I know not most time when we feel the worst is on a Sunday morning when it's time to come to church. But God said you got to press through those feelings. Persevere, press through those feelings. It ain't nothing about it. He said we don't walk by what we feel like. We walk by the faith in God. It's time out for us to just be lackadaisy Christians, you know? Do you really know him this morning? If you know him, he said, and you love him, you'll keep my commandments. Now, it's not my job this morning to tell you what his commandments are. It's your job to get in the word to find out for yourself, because we can preach it over the pulpit all the day long, but until you get to a place where you have a desire to know what God is saying, it don't mean a thing. I'm sure some of us have been preached to for years and years and years, and it don't settle. It has not settled in our hearts. The thing that will settle it in your heart is when you get down. You sit down with Jesus, you and Jesus, curl up in your beautiful chair with a nice warm cup of tea or something and open up this word of God and say, Lord, tell me about yourself. Say, Lord, I need to know more and more about you. Hallelujah. I need a divine encounter with you. I don't just need to know of you. I need to know you as my personal Savior, as my friend, as my healer, as my deliverer, as my peace giver. Hallelujah. As the one that walked with me day and night. That's what I need from you, Father. Hallelujah. Lord, I ain't going to turn you loose, dear God. Hallelujah. Tell me about yourself. Hallelujah. You know he'll speak to you. He'll speak to you. Have you ever heard his voice? Sweetest voice I've ever heard. Hallelujah. One day, I'm walking across my bedroom, and the Father told me, he said, I got faith in you. Sweetest thing I ever heard in my life. In my life. I always told him how much I had faith in him. But when he told me that he had faith in me, that was enough to knock me off my feet. You know something? That was enough to make me keep pushing on, keep running on so that I could continue to make him pleased with me. Is he pleased with you this morning? Do you really know him? If you don't know him, it's time to get to know him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I think I got a scripture. I think I got a scripture. But I don't do much with the scripture. I do much with what God has told me to tell you. And he's encouraging you today to get right. To get right. Get at peace so that you can live a victorious life. Some of you are not living a victorious life, really. Everything that come against you just tear you down to the floor. Stuff gonna keep on coming till Jesus come. It's gonna keep on coming, but don't let it tear you down. When it come and you feel it, and you're falling, tell you what to do. Fall in the arms of Jesus. He's the one that's going to hold you up. He's the one that's going to bring you through. He's the one that promised I would never leave you nor forsake you, that I wouldn't put no more on you than you can bear. He's the one that will do that. Hallelujah. We're going to fall sometimes, thanks to God. We're going to get tired sometimes. We're going to get weary sometimes. Hallelujah. But he said, lean on me. Lean on me. Hallelujah. And I will lift you up. He said, I'll be the lifter of your head. That Jesus I'm talking about. That name that's above all names. What a wonderful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. That name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The one that suffered and died on the cross. Do you know he laid down his life? He really did. Don't take that lightly. Don't take that as a light thing. Do you think Jesus really wanted to go to that cross? Do you think he would? No. You think he was running, oh, I'm so happy I'm going to the cross today. No. No. When he was in the garden, yes, Father, if possible, let this cup pass from me. You know, Jesus didn't want to go to that cross, but you know what? He did it. He did it just for you, and he did it just for me. And it's time now for us to give him the glory and the honor and the praise and the worship, hallelujah, that he deserves. He deserves it all. It's time for us to release our whole being to him. See, we belong to him. We don't belong to ourselves. We don't. Our bodies don't belong to us. What does the word say? Our body is the temple of the living. You have no right to do with your body what you want to do with your body. Your body does not belong to you. Jesus paid a mighty price to own you, to own me. And it's time for us to let him purify us. Purify our bodies. Lay down no sin, saints of God, that so easily beset you. We got no business putting in our body anything that we want to put in it. Well, I just take a little drink every now and then. Or I just smoke a little weed. Doesn't bother anybody. Ain't bothering. You're bothering Jesus. You're bothering Jesus. Stop the dumbness. Stop it. Because if you say you belong to Christ, live like you belong to Christ. Enough is enough. You think God is smiling, well, because jelly do it, it's okay. You know, I look, but no, it's the same way I got to live, Angelica got to live. Same way I live, Miss Ruth got to live. Same way Brother Tony live, I got to live. Because God ain't got no special children. Everything that he declares is for each and every one of us. He is conforming us to the image of his dear son. When Jesus come back, he's coming back for a church, me, without a spot or wrinkle. Not all messed up, not all drugged up, not all drunked up, not all messed up. God is coming back for holiness. He said, be holy. For I am holy. Without holiness, no man, no man, that means no man, no woman shall see the kingdom of God. God's word, see, it's getting too close to the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus now for us to just hop skipping around. We got to get it right. Saints of God, we got to get it right. Pastor preached on unforgiveness. Some of us keep on holding that unforgiveness, holding that unforgiveness. You ain't getting to heaven. Hallelujah. You're not. I'm going to be honest with you. Unforgiveness will keep you out of heaven. If God forgave you, we must forgive. Well, I don't like him. I ain't asked you to like nobody. I ask you to forgive them. Set them free. Because whose sin we retain, God retains it. You hold people in bondage when you hold unforgiveness on them. Let them go. Let them go. Release the people. You set the captive free. Jesus came to set the captives free. You set the captives free. Let God work in your life. In the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Ephesians 3 and 13 says, wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. Say, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with the might by his spirit in the inner man. God wants you strengthened. He don't want you walking around all weak and wobbly, falling into everything that the enemy bring against you. He don't want that. We've got the victory. We are more than overcomers. We are more than conquerors. Satan is under our feet. I mean, we were talking this morning, hard to lift up your foot, but you got to press through the pain and lift it up and stomp on his head. Because he has no power. Give him no power over you. Don't give him no place in your life. Close up every little black place, every little opening that he might come in. Close that up with the blood of Jesus so that he cannot come and destroy you or take you right there on the wrong path. He can't take your salvation. You know he can't do that. But he can lead you in a place that you never wanted to be. Hallelujah. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. That's what he wants. He wants you to know all about him. Don't just taste a little of him. The word said, give us this day our daily bread. You know what your daily bread is? Biting on Jesus. You're biting on him, just eating him up every day. Just eat, just bite on him. How much of him do you eat? How much of the word do you read every day? I guarantee you not a soul in here don't eat something every day. Tell his stomach's almost full. Pain in the stomach sometimes, don't eat so much. Let that become the word of God. Words may say, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out the mouth of God. That's where we get our victory. That's where we get our strength. Hallelujah. It's in his word. And he is the word, you know. He is the word. Hallelujah. And to know the love of Christ would pass his knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God, not just a little. Don't just take what you need for the. I want a whole bunch of it. You know, I come in here, Lord, fill us, praying for you. Do you pray for you get to church? Asking God to meet us here. Do you pray for you get out to bed in the morning? Ask God to meet you in your day. To walk with you all day. You've got to be in touch with him every minute of every day. But you say, well, I got to work. What does that got to do with it? God is not human that he's standing here talking. God is in your heart. You can be with him and work too. Yeah, you got to work. You better work. God said, a man don't work, don't eat. So, but he's in your heart. You can talk to the Father all day long, every day. I do. Get in trouble, you talk to him. Happy, you talk to him. Crying, you talk to him. Laughing, he's laughing with you. We had a good laugh the other night when God just lift us up with laughter. Just heal my heart, I can tell you that. When God loves you, he'll go to any length, and he does love us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It said, now, to him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in who? Us. Working in us. What is that power that working in us? Holy Spirit. Same power that raised God from the Jesus from the dead is in us. That's a mighty, mighty power. Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages. World without end. People keep talking about the world going to come to an end. Well, this world will never end. Because what God's spoken to existing will be forever and ever. Saints of God, how much do you know him? Do you really know Jesus? If you don't, settle down with him. Curl up in his lap. See, the word of God said we're in this world, but we're not of this world. You know, I curl up in his life. Sometime I'm sitting around the table with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit in heaven. I'm up there with him, sitting around. You got to live like that. If you live like that, you'll live a victorious life. Other than that, if you're down here and all you live in this crazy world here, you'll go out of your mind. But you got to live in heavenly places. The word of God said we're seated in heavenly places where? In Christ Jesus. When Jesus rose from the dead, went to heaven, you know what? Took us with him. He took us with him. So you got to get to that. Get that in your mind. Get that in your heart. Knowing that we are more than conquerors. We are victorious in Christ Jesus. Knowing that you just, all he wants you to do is know more and more about him. He loves us so much. Oh, he loves us so much. There's nothing that we could ever ask for, desire, that he wouldn't do it for us. He even give us our wants. He don't even give us just our needs. He gives us our wants because what daddy wouldn't bless their children if they said, come, daddy, I want a lollipop. I want some candy. What daddy wouldn't get up and go to the store and get some candy for their children if they love them? That's our daddy. Do you ever call him daddy? Do you call him Papa? Or you just call him God? Get to a place where you know him intimately enough to be your Papa, be your daddy. Because that's who he is. He don't want to be a God so far away that you can't touch him. He wants to be a father to the fatherless and a mother to the motherless. That's what he wants to be. This morning, saints, ponder. Do you really know Jesus? Amen? Amen. Hallelujah.